Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. at 319-527-6204. And Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. You can also call in your prayer requests. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory. Be overcome.
Jehovah Rohi, in your word, you told the Israelites that if they worship you as their Lord and God, you would bless their bread and water and take sickness away from them. I lift your name in praise and admiration because you are the ultimate caregiver. With just one word, you can remove sickness, reverse diseases, and bring healing in the cells of our bodies. You hold the ultimate power in your hands. We may look to physicians or to medicines to heal us, but you have the final say. I praise you for your power and for your willingness and ability to heal. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. And where
90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed, but you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed, but rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says, let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm going to get out of it, but and say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
I am.
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but one more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Praise be to God. The Lord, our healer. Forgive me for not trusting in your healing power and for worrying and fretting about what might be wrong in my body or in a relative's body. Heal me not only of physical ailments, I pray, but also of the doubt that keeps me from trusting in you as Jehovah Rophi. And looking to you as my healer. Forgive me for harming my body by not eating well, exercising consistently, or resting enough. Forgive me for not treasuring my body and treating it with the value that it deserves as your creation and temple. Amen. Amen and amen.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
I'm
on my way.
You
Amen. Praise God. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Purpose in Prayer. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 17, verse 11. And it says, they themselves are in the world, and I come to you, your Holy Father, keep them in your name, that they may be on, that they may be one even as we are. Amen. Praise be to God. The writer says, if God has a plan, knows all things, and is in control, why does he ask us to pray? It is because through prayer, he brings us into what he has purpose to accomplish. The Lord desires to involve us in the work that he is doing around the world. And in today's verse, Jesus asks that the disciples would be one in purpose with him by the power of his name. God could certainly build his kingdom without our input or help. But when we join him in his work, our relationship with him develops depth and intimacy. We mature as well, praying and working alongside our Lord grows our faith, establish our character, and strengthen our trust in his power. Interacting with the Lord is a privilege. He created you to love him and be loved by him. And prayer is how that connection with him gets nurtured and mature. So when your Heavenly Father beckons you to pray, let him draw you close. Listen to his heart and accept his call to join him in building his kingdom. Be one with him and experience the power and glory due his name. Amen. To God be the glory. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Jesus, teach us to genuinely commune with you so we may be one with you and your purpose. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. So you can call in 319-527-6204 at 7 p.m. Praise God. So at this time, I will play another selection. And I also pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music. Amen. Praise God.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever.
Hallelujah. fearful and fairly worth you deny or cut or so we were crocodile as your table and fairly worth you deny or cut or so I'm your sorry, oh, so cruelly. Hallelujah.
And the words to this song came to me. and it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God?
Jesus,
Jesus,
God is sustaining me. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Jehovah Rapha, you tell me to be attentive to your words and to incline my ear to your sayings, to not let them escape from my sight, but to keep them within my heart. You tell me this because they are life to me and healing to my flesh. When I cry to you in the time of trouble, you save me from my distress by sending out your word and healing me. Thank you for your steadfast love and for your wonderful work in my life. Amen. Amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless us with a word from God. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening.
Speaks of wisdom. You said, raise yourself and answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, Have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve your glorious love. Is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love. Like thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said, that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have
Jehovah Rapha, heal me, heal my heart where bitterness has taken hold. Heal my body where sickness has crept in. Heal my soul where doubt plagues me. Heal my hope when I have given up. Jehovah Rapha, heal me, heal my words so I will speak kindness to those I meet. Heal my thoughts so I will think on that which is lowly, lovely. Show me how to care for the body you have given to me. What to eat, when to eat, what to drink, how much to rest, and how much to exercise. Make me aware of the importance of taking care of that which you have freely given to me to enjoy my life. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So if you want to come and join us, you can dial in 319-527-6204. Amen. And now we're going to welcome Pastor Kathy with a hand clap praise. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Ah, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I tell you, I am preparing to bring God's word forth, and it is thunderstorming and
Oh my goodness. You guys get rain, we got the heat.
No, it's still heat, but we got the rain. And lately when the thunderstorms over here, the lights go out, the power, everything goes out. And I'm going, oh no. So bless God, I had printed out the message this time.
Amen.
It goes out. But you know what? My goodness, glory to God. That's why he tells you to get the word in your heart, huh? Because there's no chance of you losing it. If the power goes out, my goodness. If the power goes out, the lights and everything, you can't,
yes,
but you have stored it up in your heart.
Amen.
My goodness.
Yes.
God, I tell you, you can't help but love him. He is good. Yes, he is. We're going to get into this word because we got a lot to cover, and I want to make sure I give it all. My goodness. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you tonight. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We bless your holy name tonight. Father God, we know your word is not going to return unto you void. It is going to accomplish what you set it out to do. So we thank you in advance, oh God. Have your way with everyone under the sound of my voice that they may receive exactly what you've intended for each of them to receive. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Wow, I'm excited. I tell you, y'all don't want to know what I went through with this word. I thought I had the word. No. I said, what's this coming in my spirit? No, I thought I already had it. Something else got dropped in my spirit. I said, what is this coming in my spirit? Something I said, I ain't gonna have time to look up all these scriptures. And you know, I'm so glad that God loves us, because he looks at Jesus sitting on the right side of him, and he said, Jesus, you can't help but to love Kathy, huh? And Jesus said, no, you gotta love her, Father.
Amen.
Because I'm sitting there going, I can't do it. I don't know where. And he said, I got you. Now, who is he saying, I got you? The Holy Ghost. Come on now. Yeah. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is there saying, I got you. Yes. My goodness, glory to God. I will bring everything back to your remembrance. But he can only do that when you study. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. That's why he says, study to show yourself an approved worker, rightly dividing the word of truth. My goodness, glory to God. So if you haven't studied and you standing up there going, Holy Ghost, bring it back to my remembrance. And he's going, what? What do you want me to bring back? Because you never studied.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Everything in God's word is there. It is there to prepare you for everything you come upon.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
I don't want to preach too soon. I got to give y'all this word. Mm. Oh, hold on. I was getting ready to get in the car and get ready to drive. He said, what I told you about that. Get on over in the passenger seat. So I gotta climb over into the passenger seat and let him do the driving. And I gotta look back at him and going, but you ain't got no voice. And he looks back at me and go, now this is what my goodness, this is good stuff. Stay with me, y'all. Don't let me lose you. I'm thinking, I'm getting in the passenger seat, but you ain't got no voice. And he looks at me, and he's going, well, how did you hear me? My goodness, that was good. That was good. And I'm going, oh, okay, you're right. I can hear you. He got a voice. See, you don't know who he's speaking through, but he does have a voice.
Amen.
Come on now.
That's right.
My goodness. Because while I'm sitting here telling God, because you know Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one, and I'm telling God, okay, I'll get in the passenger seat, but you don't have a voice. And he going, well, how did you hear me? Okay, yeah, he's got a voice because I heard what he put in my spirit.
Yes.
Come on now. Yeah,
praise
and see, that. Oh, my goodness. That's how the devil is duking us. Because he's, my goodness, while God is speaking, he's, my goodness, glory to God. Because you know God is a gentleman. So what he's doing, he's going, Kathy, don't do that. Don't do that, Kathy. The devil is going, do it, Kathy, do it. Do it, Kathy. Now you got to distinguish which voice you're going to listen to.
Amen.
Yeah, you have a choice. Who you going to listen to? And then get this. Watch this now. Then they reverse roles. Because when God see you really, my goodness, this is good stuff. When God see you really ignoring him, he'll get a little louder. Yeah, he'll get a little louder. Huh? Because you'll notice in the things that's going on around you, he's speaking a little louder. And what you're hearing, don't do it, Kathy. Now they done reverse roles. Because now Satan is going, do it, Kathy. It's okay. Do it. Do it. Oh, my goodness. That's some good stuff right there. But you got to know which one is which. Because there's times when, my goodness. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I know about Kathy. And I know that there's been times when God has had to come at me forcefully because I was acting the fool. And he said, you can't be nice with her. She don't hear us. We got to step it up a notch so she can hear. And then, something will really happen to me. And I'll turn around and go, I hear you, Lord. Okay, I'm getting ready to stop. Okay, thank you, Lord. I hear you. That's when he knows. See, he knows us better than we know ourselves.
Amen.
We just don't know that. We think that's God don't know us. Oh, look how we do. I don't want God to see me. I think I'm gonna go over here. I don't want him to see. Are you? What is wrong with you people? Well, let me take that back. The Holy Ghost snatched me by my collar just then. He said, "Take that back." So I take it back. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with us? What is wrong with us? Okay.
Yes.
While you sitting there going, "I don't want God to see me." Okay, let me go over here so God won't see me. Look, from the time you thought about doing it, God heard your thoughts. He already knows what you're getting ready to do.
Yes.
How you going to hide? How you? Last time I checked, King David said, if I make my bed in hell, you're there. Where
yes.
can I go that you're not there?
Amen.
Nowhere. I can't go anywhere. You're always there. You're everywhere. Yep. Omnipresent.
Yes, yes.
Always there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Here we go. We got to get in this word. Well, look at me. I'm jumping around. I done threw my glasses one way. Oh, there they are. God, I love you.
Now.
My goodness, I get excited. Yes, Lord. Hey, this is good stuff. Oh, that's why he stopped me the first time, and I forgot all about it. I done went around the block, down the valley, through the woods, and he wanted me to give y'all the title. And, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Let me tell you something. There are times when people hear the title and they believe that was enough for them.
Mm-hmm.
All they needed was the title. Because they're thinking, I heard everything I need. Thank you, God. I got it. So they don't need the rest of the word because they heard the title because that's all they were waiting for. And my goodness, glory to God. Those are times when the Holy Ghost lets me know. Tell him the title. Why? Because he knows who's under the sound of my voice. And whoever's under the sound of my voice that's thinking, as soon as I hear that title, I'm getting off this line. Got it. Ooh, hoo-hoo. He told me to tell you the title. Why? He's not going to deny you from hearing the title and getting off. Because guess what? He's a blessed God. He don't need no blessing. You, and me that are
Amen.
Forfeiting our blessings when we don't hear everything he has to say. Come on now.
Yes.
Okay. The title is Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Here we go. My goodness, glory to God. We are coming from the Gospel of Luke, which is in the middle of your Bible,
mm-hmm.
chapter 13, verses 1 through 9.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 9, and that's the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke,
mm-hmm.
and John. And that's in the middle of your Bible. Here we go. Wow. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 1. Now, at the same time, there were present some who told him of the Galileans. Ha!
Galileans.
I had to take a minute. Thank you. Whose blood Pilate mingled with that of their sacrifices. And he answering said to them, think ye that the Galileans were sinners beyond all the Galileans because they suffered such things? No, I say to you, but if ye repent, ye shall all perish. Unless ye repent, ye shall all perish in the same manner. Or does 18 of whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, he that they were debtors beyond all the men who dwell in Jerusalem? No, I say to you, but if ye repent not, ye shall all perish in the same manner. verse 6. And he spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit upon it and did not find any. And he said to the vine dresser, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it also render the ground useless? Okay, thank you, God. But he answering says to him, sir, let it alone for this year also, until I shall dig about it and put dung, and if it shall bear fruit, okay, but if not, after that, thou shalt cut it down.
Amen.
My goodness. Mm-hmm. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
We see, well, if you don't see, I'm going to make it plain for you. They came running to Jesus, and they said, you know what? Those Galileans, Pilate killed them and mixed their blood in with the sacrifice, the blood that they were using for the sacrifices. Now, that's what they said, okay? Pilate killed the Galileans who came with their sacrifices in the temple. Pilate killed them and mixed their blood with the blood that they were using for the sacrifice. That's what they said. This is what Jesus heard. Oh, so they was in the temple making a sacrifice for their sins, and Pilate killed them. So, you know, we know what that means. They were some real sinners. Not like us. They were real sinners. I mean, they were doing that thing. That's what Jesus heard. You know how I know? Look at his response. He says, so you believe that because they suffered in that manner, that it was because they were greater sinners than the rest of the Galileans? He said, no, not so. That is not the case, right? And I love this because what's happening is thank you, God. He's talking to the people in the church.
Mm-hmm.
You think because they came in here, oh my goodness, and they were getting ready to come to the altar, and they fell in the middle of the aisle, that they were worse sinners than you? Is that what you think? Because you're sitting in this building, you think that they are worse sinners than you are because they came through the door and they were going to the altar, and you're looking at them like, And they was going to the altar. While they was going to the altar, they fell in the middle of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And you looked at them and said, oh, my goodness, I knew that. I don't know what they did, but they did a lot. Well, the reason why Jesus looked at them, even though they didn't say it that way, because he's God, he knew exactly what they were saying. They were pointing the finger at those Galileans. That's what they were pointing the finger. Oh, they sin is great. Not like ours. We did all that. They did a lot. That's how come they suffered that way. And I'm so glad Jesus said, do you honestly think because someone is suffering, it is because of the sin in their life? The devil is a liar. Okay? Here's the thing. Everybody is going to go through something as long as they're here in this earth.
That's right.
It doesn't matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You could be Bishop Tutu. You could be Prophetess Sally. You could be whoever you want to be. Everyone is going to suffer in this world. Why? Because sin is already here.
Amen. That's right.
Okay? When they were in the garden, it was paradise. No pain, no hurt, no nothing. But when sin got opened up into this world, it's here. God tells us that our days are numbered and full with trouble. We got troubles all around us.
Oh, yes.
Come on now. Mm-mm. So guess what? Sin is here. And it's not for the one, oh my goodness, glory to God, help me, Holy Ghost. It is not just for the ones who are out there sinning. Because newsflash, all have sinned.
That's right.
And preach fallen short. Mm-hmm. Come on now. You think Billy was the only one. So that's like me going in there and going, I knew Billy did something. He had no, that's why he fell down, trying to get to the altar. And God looks at me and go, Kathy, you think his sins were greater than yours?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, no, Kathy. Because guess what? God doesn't even weigh sin that way. Sin is sin.
Mm-hmm.
There's no great sin and no little sin. It's sin.
That's right. Amen.
He doesn't care what you've done. It's sin. It's all sin. So, Kathy, don't you dare think you're better than anybody because I allow you to bring forth my word. No, you're not. Because if the truth be told, Kathy, and I'm going to allow you to tell it, the other day you said something you ain't got no business saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kathy, because you're still in this filthy flesh, you are just like everyone else. You are subject to fall.
That's right.
Unless I continue to steer, lead, and guide you into all righteousness.
Amen.
The day you stop listening to me, you have the ability to fall short like everyone else.
That's right.
On those days when you do stuff you ain't got no business doing, blah, because we already had a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
Huh? We already had a sacrificial lamb. We can turn around and use his name and come clean.
That's right.
Yes, sir. I love how Jesus did that. He rebuked them. Don't you dare think you better than. In fact, if you don't repent, you're going to fall. That was his answer to them when they were trying to, oh, look at them. So, yeah, Pilate killed them while they was all when they sacrificed. And Jesus turned around and said, you think they sins were greater than yours? No. Uh-uh. You too, Kathy, are no better than the next person. You just happen to be the one that I have my hand on right now.
Amen.
Okay? And others can see. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I got my hand on you, and others can see my hand on you.
Yes.
But guess what? I got my hand on them, too. My goodness, God, even though you might can't see my hand on them, because you say, I know God ain't in the midst of no sin. The devil is a liar. You know how I know? Because he said he didn't come for the righteous. Ooh!
Yes.
So why should he go into church and, let me get them to come into my bosom? No! I already got you. My concern is for the others.
That's right.
So I've got to go out there and get them.
Yes.
You don't see my hand on them because they're still doing what they're doing, but you don't know where my hand is.
Amen. We sure
because
don't.
Really, no one knew my hand was on you until you came in. Come on now.
All right.
So quit pointing the finger as if you better than the next person. Sin is sin.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? You wouldn't be the first preacher to sin, and you certainly won't be the last.
Amen.
So don't you dare think because you're in a position right now while you're standing there, I knew she was, that's not God's way. Our God is a merciful, forgiving
loving God.
Yes.
Watch this. God, watch this. And verse 6, it said, Jesus said, let me tell you about this parable. There was a fig tree planted in the vineyard, but it wasn't bearing no fruit. So the keeper of the vineyard said, look, for the past 3 years I come here searching for fruit, ain't no fruit, cut it down. Why should we let it use up all this good soil and nothing is being produced in it? And the vine keeper, guess what he said? He said, no, give it one more year. Let me dig around, fertilize it. Let me work with it some more. Give it another chance. My goodness, glory to God. Do you see what's going on? Everybody ought to be jumping and shouting. The owner of the vineyard says, that tree hasn't been bearing any fruit. Why should I keep letting it occupy my soil when it's of no use to me? It's just sucking up my soil and not producing anything. But the vine dresser said, no, leave it alone. Let me work with it another year. Let me keep working with it. You know why? Because, it's already soaked up all this soil, and now you want to throw it away? Come on now. Everybody is not going to produce. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Everybody is not going to produce at the same time. There are some that's going to come today, some that came yesterday, some that's going to come in 3 years, some that's coming in 2 years. Leave it alone!
Amen. Yes.
We've already put all this good fertilization in it. Leave it alone.
That's right.
You know what that's called? It's called grace. Yeah.
That's right.
Your grace and mercy brought me through.
Hallelujah.
My goodness, glory to God.
Thank
you know what? Divine Justice said, let me keep working with them. Let me dig around and prune some things and take this away and whatever suffocating it, keeping it from producing fruit. Let me work with him.
Yes.
And you know the vine dresser is Jesus. And you know what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he's saying. He's saying, Father, don't cut them down. Huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They a little slow with the producing stuff. But let me work with them, right? I imagine at the time when he came into the vineyard and he seen Kathy and he said, cut her down! And Jesus said, Father, don't cut her down yet. We done sold too much into her. She's going to produce some fruit. She a little slow, but she going to come around.
Yes, yes.
And so that's called mercy. And I know someone is out there going, I thought Father, Son, and Holy Ghost were one. So why is God telling Jesus, cut it down? You're reading this story.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs you to see that when others want to cut you down, they're there. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Come on.
They're there saying, don't do it. They're worth something. Worthy is the lamb. And I know y'all saying, well, Christ was there. He was the sacrificial lamb. If you look it up, a lamb is a baby sheep. And when you come into the church for the first time, they call you a babe in Christ. And so Jesus is saying, worthy is the lamb.
Yes.
Not the one that was slain, the one that they want to cut down right now. The one that they think is useless, not worthy of anything. And God says, not so.
Thank you, God.
You don't see the fruit, but I see the core.
Mm-hmm.
The core of his heart says, fruit is going to come any day now.
Amen.
And while others put you down and throw you out, God said, leave it alone. I'm still working with them. I'm still working with her. Leave her alone. Come on now. Why? Because worthy is the Lamb. That little baby sheep that don't know no better, because you really don't know no better. You think you know better, but you don't. Mm-hmm. He said, they don't know. You. Oh, my goodness, God of God. When he got up on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, he's still saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Don't cut them down. He's giving us another chance.
Yeah.
Guess what? If you keep reading that story, it never says that next year the tree didn't bear fruit. Or next year the tree bore fruit. You know why he left it open? My goodness, glory to God. He didn't end the story. He was just saying, yeah, they want to cut it down, but we see that lamb is worthy, worthy of mercy and grace. Just like you, and you too, Kathy. All of you are worth me working with you and preserving the life. Why? Because it's not his desire that any should die. Let me ask you this. What kind of glory can God get from a life that dies in sin?
None.
He don't get no glory out of that.
Mm-mm.
So he's not punishing someone because they so great in sin. No, that's not God's way. God wants to come in, creating you a clean heart, renew a right spirit in you, and then use you.
Amen.
Because that's what he did with me. He came, reached all the way down, got me, worked on me, worked on me some more, worked on me some more. I told you I was hard-headed. He worked on me some more and some more and some more. And he said, whoo. Ooh, got to keep working with this one. Got her now. Huh? She is sold out for Christ.
Yes.
Sold out for Christ. Because someone stood there in those pearly gates and said, worthy is the Lamb. That Lamb, that Lamb, that Lamb, that Lamb, that Lamb. That lamb, that lamb, that lamb, that lamb, worthy is every lamb down there. And God is not giving up on any of us. Stop giving up on yourself. God says you're worthy. You are worthy to be loved. You're worthy to be blessed. Stop giving up on yourself, because God hasn't given up on you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap. Praise. And before Pastor Kathy come to give the call to salvation and the benediction, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start off with caller 252-226. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. Praise God. Our next caller, 864-266, God bless you. How are you this evening, and do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
Yes, good evening. I thoroughly enjoyed the word that Sister Kathy brought to us this evening. It really filled my heart and opened my mind to think about some other things that have been going on in my life. So I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen. And we want to thank our other two callers, 678-507 and 704-635. And we thank them for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Pastor Kathy, truly, truly, it was a wonderful, wonderful word. And, you know, when we read stories in the Bible, sometimes we have to put ourselves in, you know, in that same position to say, what would you have done if you were in that person's shoes or in that person's place? And, you know, like, we're here to build up the kingdom of God, which is to preach the word to our fellow brothers and sisters, for those who don't know the word of God. And you can't save folks. We're trying to save the unsaved, the unbelievers. So, Amen. You know, like, if you are working on a person and you don't see anything happening with that person, you know, like he said, don't chop it down. Just give it a little more time, another year. So maybe as you continue talking and reading and praying with this person, eventually they will grow and decide to turn their life over to Christ. So I truly enjoyed this word tonight, and God bless you and thank you. So at this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy come back and give us the call to salvation and the benediction. Amen.
Amen. Truly, all you need to know is that God loves you.
Yes.
He is not concerned with what you've done.
Mm-mm.
He's concerned with what you want to do now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I used to go to houses and I said, well, I've done this and I've done this and I've done this. And they said, stop.
Exactly.
What do you want to do now?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I want to give my life to Christ. That was the only concern. What do you want to do now? Okay? Forget about what you've done. It's in the past. I don't care if you did it this morning. It's still in the past. And God is only concerned with what you want to do now. And truly, he is not going to give up on you. He is not going to cut you down. Why? Because he's long-suffering, and it's not his desire that any should perish. He is going to continue to work with you until you produce those fruits.
Amen.
My goodness, thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Right now, if you don't have a relationship with him,
mm-hmm.
it is not that hard to come into the family. Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus came and died on that cross for my sins. Come
yes.
into my life, dear Lord. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And after you pray that prayer, say, Father God, please lead me to a good household of faith where I can continue to grow in the knowledge of who you are and your yes. desires for my lifestyle. And he will. He'll lead you to the house that is intended to grow you.
Yes.
There's so many churches out there, and God's got one with your name on it that's
yes.
going to help you grow.
Thank
into
you.
The knowledge of who he is and his purpose for your
Thank
life. Because he has a purpose for all of us.
Yes.
Yes, he does. Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you for this message on tonight, oh God, to remind us we are worthy in your sight.
Yes,
man may have given up on us. We may have given up on ourselves, but you have not given up on us. Thank you, God. Thank you for your word on tonight to remind us you are still there pruning us, loving on us, waiting
yes.
on us to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being so patient with us, God.
Yes.
Huh? Looking past our imperfections. When we fall short, thank you, God, for the blood of your son, Jesus, that cleanses, refreshes, and renews, oh God. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do in each of our lives, oh God.
Yes,
continue to work on us, oh God. Continue to lead and guide us down that pathway you would have us to go. We love you. We adore you. We honor you, God. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, dear heart.
God bless you, and thank you. We love you so much.
Amen.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
God bless you guys.
Amen. On that note, I'm going to play a selection as we are coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful, wonderful word that she brought to us tonight from Luke 13, verses 1 through 9. Jesus calls the people to repent. Praise God. We love you. Good night.
to his glorious life of redemption. Let us pray. Repeat after me. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
All the praise belongs to you. Man. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray one for another.
Good night, everyone. God bless you, and we love you. See you tomorrow. Praise God.